I'm talking to the McGarrity sisters, Anne and Kate, and I'm here just outside Belturbet, in Corporation Lands, is that what it's called? So, could you tell me, Kate, where was the family home originally?
This was the family home originally.
Was it?
Yes.
Here, where we are?
Yes. Yeah.
And your father was a farmer, was he?
Not really, no. There was no farm, really, no.
And what did your father do for a living?
Well, he worked in the mill, didn't he?
In Barham's Mill in Belturbet.
Yeah.
And this was the family home here?
Yes, yeah.
And how many of you all together in the family?
Four.
Yeah, there was five all together.
Oh, five. Oh, yes, it was five, sorry. Yeah, there was five.
Five all together. The oldest girl died at seven.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And then Jim was the next.
And
I'm the next.
Oh, I see. And
then Michael
and then came Kate.
No, Kate's the youngest.
Oh, right. I see.
Yeah.
And so it was a nice, peaceful place before any troubles. Do you remember prior to 1969 things were quiet, were they?
They were always quiet in Belturbet, weren't they?
Yeah, well, things were quiet in Belturbet. I suppose the troubles really didn't affect that much bar that you wouldn't cross the border. You didn't want to cross the border, which is only about 4 miles either directions that you go.
Okay, so it didn't, I mean, you went to school here locally, and so life was mostly down here in this side of the border.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when the troubles arrived, tragedy did strike your door.
Yeah, in 1972, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So what happened? Can you talk me through it? And what happened exactly?
Well, Jim was living, he was married to a girl from Oma. Yeah.
Jim, your brother?
Yes, my brother. And they were living in Belfast, Newtown Ards, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yes, in Newtown Ards they were living in. And Kay was a teacher, that was his wife, and he was working in a pub. Isn't that? He was a barman. That was his profession. He was a barman. He was a barman in England before he came back home. Wasn't that right?
Yeah. And then they bought a shop.
And yes, they opened a shop.
Wasn't
that? Pardon?
In Antrim.
Yes. Well, that was Newtown Arts.
Was it?
It was Newtown Arts. Yeah, they bought a shop. And I presume they were living in that place.
In the premises.
Yeah. And
the shop wasn't open very long when he was taken.
How do you mean taken now?
Well, we really don't know.
He was
only
going
what
to
told.
The cash and carry for supplies, and he never returned.
Okay, so did you ever find out who it was that actually kidnapped him and took him away?
Yeah, well, it was the AVF, wasn't it?
Yes, it was supposed to be.
There was a court case in that many years later, and there was two people convicted, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think so.
There was three men taken at the same time.
I see. Was this a reprisal for something else that happened?
No,
do you know? Well,
that's the way it was in the north in them times, you know. We didn't understand much about it really up here. You heard about it on the television and all that, you know. You listened to it on the news, but we really, when you weren't,
involved,
I suppose, living in it, you weren't, you know. And I suppose in my naivety, I thought people had to do something really bad to be killed, but that wasn't the case.
We didn't really understand.
But
it didn't affect us really here.
It didn't affect us, no, not, you know.
You heard about it. You heard about it, and it was terrible. But it was like something in some other country.
Yeah.
You know, you'd hear about it, and you would be sorry, but you wouldn't realise that it was.
The only thing is, you wouldn't go down. You wouldn't want to travel down the north.
You wouldn't go down the north.
You know, you wouldn't want to go to Enniskillen, say, or down to Newtown Butler.
No, you wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Your brother was murdered, was he?
Yes.
Yes.
He was shot and killed.
Yes.
And so, how did the news travel here, and how did you at home find out about it?
Well, we didn't find out. His wife came up, him and her brother.
Yeah. There was no phones then, I suppose, either. There was no telephones in that time either, so they came.
We had no telephone.
No.
No, we didn't have a telephone here.
Yeah, so they came to tell us.
Yeah.
And they arrived, and so when they came, it must have been devastating, you know, to hear something like that.
Well, I was in town, I can remember that, and the lady that lived up at the top of that house up there, she was Mrs. Curry, and she came out when I was coming home, and she said that the priest had gone down to the house and that she thought something was happened, and she walked me down to the door nearly, and she went back up herself. And when I came in here, everyone was in floods of tears, and sure, I didn't know what was wrong.
Yeah, imagine. Yes.
Yeah, that's how it was. That's my recollection of it.
Okay.
I don't know where you were. Were you here?
I was working in the bank in the summer job, just in the... I was 17 at the time.
Oh.
I had a job in the bank house, and the priest came to the door, and he spoke to me, and he paced up and down, and I asked him, did he want to see Mrs. Smith, the lady's name, and he said he did. And that was it. And then she went out to him, of course, and she came back in, and they were just, yeah, I suppose they were acting strange towards me, you know. They didn't say anything. At that time, it was coming up to dinner time, and we sat down and had dinner, and they were fussing that I'd eat plenty of dinner and all of that, and then they brought me into the sitting room and told me the news, and that was it.
Have you any idea why he was targeted? Why did they pick on your brother?
I suppose he was a Catholic with business.
Yeah, and then he was working in... he was a barman, and there was a lot of, I think, barmen at that time. There was a few barmen anyway. The other man that was with him was a barman as well. Yeah, he was a barman that was found with him.
So it was pure sectarian then?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was pure sectarian.
Mm-hmm. Your brother wasn't involved in
no,
any...
No, he was involved in nothing.
No, organisation?
No, nothing.
No. No interest. Oh, he wouldn't harm a fly. He was...
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't be the type that would do anything on anybody, you know?
I see, yeah. And the... So when you saw it in the news and saw it in the papers, there was a lot of publicity about it, I mean, did that prolong the thing, or did it make it worse, or did it... when you saw the news breaking like that?
I have no recollection of that at all. I have no recollection of...
I can't.
...seeing it or hearing it.
No, I don't think I heard. Well, I don't think we had the radio. We were too traumatised probably here, and we didn't have the radio or anything on. Yeah. Or television or anything on.
Yeah.
I have no recollection of that at all. Absolutely none.
All I can remember is going for his remains down to... Is that up in Clough, you call it? There below Monaghan. For his, them changing hearses.
And so, where was he buried?
He's buried out in Stack Hall, out here. But he wanted, I think that was his wish, wasn't it? I think.
Yeah. And was it a big funeral?
Oh, yes.
My memory, the crowds of people just
massive.
The house all over the town. A long time, you know, well, for weeks after it as well.
And what, was there any memorial to Jim, or
No, not in Beltorbet. No memorial to him. No.
And so he's just memory then just faded out, did it? Or it wasn't kept alive in any way, you know?
But we kept it alive.
I know.
That's all. Yeah. But sure, that's all that you need to.
Yeah. Well, there was mass and back about 4.
Oh, yeah, that was Kay, though. She was doing that because she did a course. That was his wife. she did some sort of a course, didn't she, in the north, down in Oma, about what
well,
was it?
Wasn't, it was sort of, there were, I'm not really very well up on this now, they were looking into, you know, they were going back over the whole court cases to see if they could, I suppose, get more detail on all of that. I'm not very good to explain.
But was there a court case afterwards?
See, we don't
know. Well, there was, there was. There was two people convicted of it.
Oh, they actually did get two people who did it.
Yeah. But in names or anything, because I didn't want to...
Yeah.
To know about it.
No.
Imagine, yes, you'd rather not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to know about it.
Yeah.
At the time I didn't know, you know. But like, probably that was years afterwards as well when that happened, you know.
And if you saw those people today, how would you feel? Would you expect them to... You know, kind of, if they came to you and said, look, we're sorry for what happened, how would you... That's a kind of a hard question to ask, no.
I don't know how I'd feel, and that's the truth. I just don't know. As I often hear people talking about, you know, about seeing people that, you know, down the north that they know that did something, and I just don't know how I'd feel.
Yeah.
I just don't know how I'd feel.
It's something, I suppose, that you know you keep inside, and that's it's not good either, I suppose. But do you find though that that during those years that there was so much violence going on? And I mean, your brother was a victim, and you were the survivors, if you like, of that. And but that. You know, did people stop you in the street and say, "Oh, you know, your aunt, the sister of
Jim,
they got
they did it
murdered,
after it happened,
It
was, and the same with you, Kate, So that he was in that sense remembered and recognized.
Yeah, when we came, the Mass was there about 4 years ago. There was a full church, and different people would come and remember
his friends'
stories.
Yeah.
About
you know his friends, his school friends, and that.
Oh, lovely!
Yeah,
that yes.
Yeah.
And so there was that was nice, he was really one of the innocent victims, if you like. You know that just
was,
got caught up
just
in
picked
it.
Out and.
The wrong place at the wrong time, I suppose, really. That's what it was.
And the years that followed then, when you saw the Good Friday Agreement and all the prisoners being released, and probably those two men were released as well, was that something that, you know, that it didn't go down too well here, did it? Or
well, I suppose you have to move on, and you know, it's good. It was good to see the peace, you know, and I suppose you have to move on and let people live, you know. And I suppose it was the times that were in it, and hopefully they'll not come back. That's all I can say. You know?
Yeah. It was something, I suppose, that. You never thought it would come to your door. Like you'd see it happening in the news, and
exactly.
Just like anything else that happens, you never think it happens to you, but it did.
Your mother and father were obviously alive at the time, and
that was their second child that died.
Oh, it was.
Was their second child. I often think of mommy now. I think imagine that. Two of her children died suddenly.
Yeah.
Because her daughter died very suddenly in her arms, which was 7.
Yeah.
So it wasn't very nice.
Well, it's a big cross to bear, isn't it, in the house? But do you see your neighbour, not your neighbour, well, your neighbours, because you're right on the border here nearly, but do you see the Ulster Protestant Unionists as an enemy, or do you just see that there were just violent people out there doing these things?
No, well, I wouldn't say that.
Neither would I. No. They're no enemies. Well, we weren't brought up like that here anyway.
No.
So we weren't brought up to hate Protestants or Catholics. We were just... We didn't.
Yeah. You were that. Brought up in the Catholic tradition.
Yeah, but we were brought up just... We were just normal.
Exempted.
We didn't, and Protestants, we didn't...
You know, we'd have nothing against Protestants whatsoever.
And I'd have to say that neither Mammy or Daddy, after it happened, nothing ever, ever, they never said anything to us about Protestants or...
Did they not?
No, never, ever.
Yeah.
That was one good, nice thing.
But we started the conversation, you were saying that you didn't cross the border because it was a different country, and that's the way you saw it, and you saw
it was because of the troubles we didn't cross it.
Yeah,
you were afraid to in case there'd be a bomb or something, and that's the way I felt, in case that anything had happened. That's all. It wasn't to do anything. It hadn't to do anything.
You know, you had an army and the army checkpoint.
Yes,
you know, so
the army checkpoint too.
That was
Was that ever brought up at the checkpoint, you know, you were crossing? Did they ever kind of say, oh, yes, you're the sisters of...
They don't ask you your name, or did they?
No.
I don't think they did.
No, they'd ask you where you were going. Yeah. The reason why you were going.
Yeah.
But no.
Never. Oh, no.
Yeah, that never kind of came into it at all.
No.
And did it bring it all back to you again then years later when the bomb here in Belturbet went up and sadly killed two very young people. That was another...
I remember you were in town that night, and we heard the noise, and we knew there was something had happened. And sure, Mammy was in a terrible state, I remember, till you came home. She was in town the night of the bomb.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And, you know, that was... It was, and I was frightened too. You know, I was sure something had happened.
Because it was coming very close.
Yeah,
again,
well, our windows rattled.
Yeah.
What year was that?
That was very close. Yeah, was 74. When was the bomb in Belturbet?
No,
70.
It was the 12th of December, 1974, I think it was.
74, I remember it was very...
It was very near.
And
it was very close.
Yeah.
So it all became... And then just up the road from you in
Monaghan.
Well, you had all the Monaghan bombs and you as well on the same occasion.
Yeah.
But they were all the tragedies, the killings that went on.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, it must have been lovely now that you're, you can walk and travel in peace and that, you know, there's no danger out there anymore.
No.
Oh, yes, it's nice to go to Enniskillen and go down the north anywhere now. You know, it's wonderful to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Long may it last.
So you're not in any way... coming from a Republican background with Republican ideas?
No, definitely not. And none of our family were either. My mum and dad weren't.
No.
Definitely weren't like that. No, Jim wasn't.
Yeah.
Either.
And so you were saying your father, he actually worked in the mill, did he?
Yes.
Here?
In his younger days, he did. Yes, many years ago he worked in the mill.
Yeah.
And the there was never a kind of a background of IRA or fighting or anything.
Nothing like that.
And that makes it even more just terrible that, you know, that for no reason at all.
That can happen. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you didn't follow the story, and so you don't really know the ins and outs of the incident and what happened.
No.
And you'd rather than not, kind of keep it away.
No, I wouldn't. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't. We didn't we didn't have to identify him or anything.
Can I ask you, have you been interviewed about your brother before?
No.
No, never.
Never.
And so this is really the first time you've spoken out about it?
About it, yeah.
Yeah. And it can't be easy, I know, just dwelling back into it again. But I really appreciate what you're doing. It's important that all these things are known.
Yeah, it's supposed to go down in history.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, yeah.
But if there was one thing that you would like to say, do you think, though, that maybe his death, in a way, highlighted the violence that went on at the time, or do you think his death has that it was a total waste of life? Was it? Is that the way you saw it? Or
I think it was a total waste of his life. Yeah. That's personally what I think.
Yeah.
What age was he?
28,
wasn't he?
Or 26? Or 26? Sorry, 26.
Yeah.
Just imagine.
I suppose it highlighted for people up here what was really happening down there, you know.
And this was, he was just starting off a business, isn't it? Yeah. He just opened a shop.
Mm-hmm.
In what part of?
I think it was Newtown Ards that he was. I think now. That comes to my mind. I don't know why.
It was Andromanius.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, and so kind of he was getting on with his life and
He wasn't. How long was Kay and him married? A few years.
Mm-hmm. And did they have a family?
No, they had a baby and it died.
Oh.
It had complications or something. It had a hole in the heart or something. Yeah. Just died.
Yeah.
It wasn't long before he died.
That was month of May, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was May.
Mm.
And that was July then he died.
Yeah. And what's his wife's name again?
Kay McGarty.
And does she keep in touch with you all the time?
Oh, we have had a great friendship with her all the time.
Yeah,
she comes up every anniversary and birthday.
Yeah.
We have great friendship with her, always.
Oh, well, that's nice.
She was here on Saturday too, and I didn't see her.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she had a wedding in the Muslim, and she called her and her and Bear.
And is there many of the... So there's just the two of you left in
no, have you
more siblings?
Well. Brother.
Oh, yeah.
He lives in the town as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But having the two of you here and talking to me is lovely, and I really appreciate your time in coming in and doing this.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
So Kate and Anne McGarity, thank you both very much indeed.
You're welcome.